Justin Raymond. Justin F. Raymond was born in 1942, was a Tanzanian first major economic scholar, considered by many as the outstanding representative of the post-independence African scholars. He was also a Pan-Africanist, political strategist, and international civil servant. The first Tanzanian to get the PhD in Harvard University. So, what is the earlier life and education of Justin Raymond? Justin showed Raymond was born on 28 September of 1942 in Katoma, a small village in the outskirts of Bukoba town located in the Kagera region, Tanzania. In 1958, he joined St. Thomas More College, Iungo, a Catholic secondary school in Bukoba, and in 1961, graduate top of his class. He then went to the United States of America on a scholarship to pursue undergraduate education on the eve of his country's independence from the British. He enrolled at the Fordham University, where he majored and graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in economics, applied mathematics and philosophy. This was 1965. At the Fordham, he was an active member of the University Economics Club and Philosophy Club. He went on to Harvard University for his graduate and doctoral study in economics, PhD in 1971, and a fellowship from the Rockefeller Foundation, studying under economists Albert Hinzmann and Thomas Wyckoff while at Harvard. He was a contemporary of the political scientist Mahmoud Mamdan, a documentary filmmaker, James Olty, with whom they formed a formal Harvard African group. His PhD thesis entitled An Industrial Strategy for Tanzania was a seminal work in the development economics scene, and its revised version was later published by the Oxford University Press as The Underdevelopment and Industrialization in Tanzania, a study of perverse capitalist industrial development in 1973. So let's look at his career. On the completion of the graduate study, he returned to his native land, which is Tanzania, and took up the faculty position at the Department of Economics of the University of Dar es Salaam, and was later then the Dean of its Faculty of the Social Science. He then took up a position in the government to becoming a more often an actor than a privileged spectator in academia. In the government, he was appointed in 1975 as a permanent secretary of the Planning Ministry and subsequently a personal assistant economic affairs to then the President of the United Republic of Tanzania, Julius Nyerere. In a span of just a few years, he became internationally recognized due to his thought-provoking economic analysis and recommendations of the economic flight for the poor nation. He was thus appointed chairman of the Council for the Development of the Social Science Research in Africa, member of the Committee of the Third World Forum, and founding member of the International Foundation for Development Alternatives. In 1977, he then left the country for a higher profile appointment in the United Nations, first in Switzerland and then later in New York in the United States. During his time in the United States, he was a member of the United Nations Committee for Development Planning, worked for the Bread Commission, and worked for the United Nations Director General for the Development International Corporation till his untimely death caused by the cancer on March 30th of 1982. Raymond is remembered as the father of the Tanzanian economist and made his greatest impact through the remarkable concentration of his students in his top echelon of This is including President retired Jakaya Kikwete, fourth President of the United Republic of Tanzania, then the Governor Ben Ndulu, and the governor of the Bank of Tanzania, and politician Ibrahim Lipumba, the Tanzanian academician and the politicians, and Tanzanian economist. In 1982, his friend and his colleagues established the Justin F. Ray Mamo Prize in order to perpetuate the academic spirit of the J.F.R. Ray Mamo and to stimulate young Africans to follow his example in placing their talent at the service of their people. It was established by four institutions which Justin Ray Mamo was affiliated. One of them is the Dag Hammarskjöld Foundation, IFDS, and the Third World Forum. Among the recipients of the prize is Celestius Juma, a prominent Kenyan scientist based at the Harvard University. This is the American Swahili News podcast brought to you by the Dr. Patrick Ngula.